TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Elise Hugh with TED Talks Daily. Today, a super cool idea to ensure people have access to the medicines they need to survive and thrive. Kia Williams, the founder of the nonprofit Serum, saw both a problem and a solution that exists in the pharmaceutical space. And her idea links the two together. She'll explain in her talk from TED 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various wonderful pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
Every day in this country, families are forced to make impossible choices when it comes to their health care. Like Kimberly, who said, "There was times I had to choose between my food and my pills. It wasn't luxury stuff because I didn't make that much. It was like, can I get shampoo or conditioner? Things you take for granted." And Debbie, who said, "You put your medicine in one hand, your living costs in the other. Okay, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to get my medicine or am I going to pay my bills? Well, I can't live without my medicine, but I can't live if I don't pay my bills." 10,000 people die every month in this country because they don't take the medicine that they need. More people die from not taking medications than opioid overdoses and car accidents combined. But you can't take medicine if you can't afford it. Today, the average household spends $3,000 a year on medications. About a third of folks who are uninsured said that they stopped taking medicine as prescribed because of cost. Even folks with insurance, if they make under $35,000 a year, half of them report skipping the medications if their insurance doesn't cover it. So there are 10 million adults like Kimberly and like Debbie who are forced to make impossible choices every day. We all know that prescription drug prices are too high. In our healthcare system, that makes some folks uninsured and other folks underinsured, doesn't prioritize people who need access now and need medications now. 10 million, it's a big number. But it's also a solvable number because there's also $10 billion of perfectly good, unused medication that goes to waste. So this is an injustice on two sides. People not getting the medicine that they need to survive and to thrive, and that very same medication being sent to a medical waste incinerator to be destroyed. This waste is unconscionable, but it also offers an opportunity. I started Serum, a not-for-profit technology company, with my co-founders Adam and George, to turn discarded medications into a lifeline. We may not be able to fix all the ways in which our healthcare system is failing us, but we can fix this one. Medications come from manufacturers and wholesalers who have safety stock, and when it's short-dated, they destroy it. It also comes from healthcare facilities like hospitals, pharmacies, and nursing homes, who end up with surplus when a patient stops taking medication or when they pass away. We can use this untapped source of medications to supply all 10 million people who need medications, and we can do this today. Serum gets surplus medications by putting recycling bins into these hundreds of facilities that have surplus. They fill the bin, and when the box is full, Serum initiates a courier pickup to pick up that medication, and we handle the shipping, the tracking, the manifests, and the tax receipt. Medicine donors want to donate because it's actually cheaper and easier than the highly regulated medicine destruction process. And there are strong tax incentives to actually donate. We then deliver those donated medications to people who need it. A new prescription comes in, and our platform matches that patient need with the inventory that's available. Our platform then generates a warehouse pick list. The medications are picked and the prescriptions filled. We are building the 21st century pharmacy experience that low-income families deserve. Patients can register in under 5 minutes and have access to over 500 different medications, a stable list of medications for everything from heart disease to mental health conditions, actually representing over 75% of all prescriptions prescribed in the United States today. We also partner with a network of doctors, nurses, and case managers at community health centers and free clinics that refer patients to the service. We make it as easy for these healthcare providers to have a prescription filled with donated medications as it is to send a prescription to a local pharmacy. And patients can pick up medications on site at one of our partners or have medications delivered directly to their home. By circumventing the traditional supply chain, we're able to offer flat, transparent pricing, about $2 for a month's supply of most medications. And that allows a predictable, affordable price that folks can actually budget for. We've already supplied enough medication for 150,000 people, but we can do more. Our goal is to reach 1 million people with approaching $1 billion of unused medicine in the next 5 years, scaling our program to 12 states. At this scale, we can actually cover communities that are home to 40% of the 10 million people who lack consistent, affordable access. Our direct service to 1 million people will drive price competition for so many more. Walmart launched one of the only price innovations in pharmacy in 2006 by offering a limited list of medications for a flat fee of $4. This sparked incredible change. It sparked competitors to offer other lists and price match guarantees. By targeting transparent, affordable medications into these new states, we can actually drive regional price competition that drives down the prices for entire low-income communities. Our healthcare system is complex. It is daunting. It feels impossible to make headway. But we can completely reimagine medicine access. by using surplus medications as a beachhead to force change into this multi-billion dollar industry, we can create radical access to medications based on a fundamental belief that people who live in one of the wealthiest nations in the world can and should have access to medicine that they need to survive and to thrive. I do not pretend to have all of the answers to fix all of the problems in our healthcare system, but getting medications to the millions of people who need it to live a healthy life, saving medicine to save lives, that is something we can do today. Thank you.